إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه was once sitting with some of his friends in his house, and he asked them, he said, if you could make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if he granted you something just now, what dua would you make? So somebody said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I would make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills this room with gold dinars, and then I would spend all of that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asked somebody else, and he said similar things, asking for wealth to be spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. When they had all finished, they asked him, they said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what would you make? What dua would you make? And Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, I will make dua that I wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give me two men like Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Now, the point I want to remind myself and you is this whole issue of quality or quantity, which sometimes we get distracted. Today, if you look at the Muslim Ummah, we Muslims have more resources than any other single group of people. We have more resources than any other single group of people. As a matter of fact, it's our resources which are the cause of our troubles, our problems in this world. It is because we have resources that the world is after our lives. And it's because we have resources that we have lost touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So, the single biggest, our resources have become a problem for us. Today, when we look at the Middle East, for example, if you take a look at the Arab world, I just was watching a conference in Jaz Al Arabiya in Kuwait, where I'm staying, and it's a wonderful idea of encouraging entrepreneurship amongst young people. So I sat in quietly, fly on the wall kind of thing in their conference. I was not even invited. I didn't know. I mean, they didn't know I existed, and I didn't know this was going on. So I just walked in there, and I don't know, the security guy must have liked my face because he let me in without asking for a badge, which everyone else was wearing. So, as I listened to those presentations, wonderful presentations, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those young people and give them great success. But almost every presentation began with some statement of the or the other about the problems of the youth in the Middle East, because this was a conference which is aimed at the Middle Eastern countries. 13 countries were taking part in it, 13 Arab countries. And all of them, almost all of them, at least all that I listened to, began with a statement defining the problem of the Middle Eastern youth as seen by the youth themselves, because these were presentations by young people. And what were those problems? One major one was drugs. Drugs. Another major one was loss of life in car accidents and motorcycle accidents. Another one was young people going astray and doing all kinds of things, all of which can be related only to one thing, which is that they have the money to do it. Maybe people who don't have the money also have the desire, and if they got the money, they would do the same things, but they don't have the money. So they are not in those evil places. But because these people have the money, they are in those places. So our resources have become a problem for us. Our resources, very sad, our resources should actually have been a means of happiness for us, a means of blessing for us, but our resources actually have become a problem for us, because we don't know what to do with those resources. So we are, as a single group, we are the people with the largest amount of resources in the world. In terms of numbers, we are probably the single largest group of its kind, 1.5 billion Muslims. Whereas if you take even Christians, for example, I mean, you don't have Christians as one community globally. You have different brands of Christianity, for example, and some of them are so different from the others that it's like a completely different religion altogether. But Islam, alhamdulillah, despite our differences in terms of aqidah and so on, we agree on all the basic fundamental things. We agree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. We agree that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his Nabi and the last and final messenger and so on. We agree on the importance of salah and all of this. So we, in terms of numbers, we are the largest. In terms of resources, we are the largest. But we simply don't count. We have absolutely zero influence in the world. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said a time will come when this ummah will be like the scum and foam on the flood. And the people asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, why will that happen? What is the reason? I mean, will we be very few in number? And he said, no, you will be huge in number, but you will have no weight. You will have no weight because, and that's why you will just, the flood waters will just, you know, take you away. And that's exactly why we have, what has happened to us today. And of course, the Sahaba asked him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the reason for that? If we have the numbers, why? Because the Sahaba were used to small numbers doing wonderful things. So they said, if we have large numbers, then we should be doing even more wonderful things. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that you will be like the scum on the flood. They said, why? And he said, because of wahan. And they asked him, they said, what is wahan, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. He said, it is love for the dunya and it is hatred for death. Now, this is what's happened to us today. We have quantity, but we have no quality. And that is the biggest problem as far as I am concerned. My brothers and sisters, I seriously remind myself and you, let us focus on quantity, on quality. Let us focus on quality. Let us try to create quality in our own lives. Let us hold ourselves accountable to what we should be doing. Simple things. For example, I mean, you know, I don't know how many times I have given this example. It's a simple thing, for example, the courtesy of responding to a communication. It's a reflection on you if you do not respond to a communication. But we don't. It's a routine thing for us. It's perfectly normal for us to get a communication and we just don't respond. I mean, you go and work and live in the West and you find you deal with people. Never happens. Never happens. You send somebody an email, you will get a response. Even if it is to say, thank you for the mail, I will be responding to you. Even if it's just that one word, so that he's acknowledging the fact that you exist. He is acknowledging the fact that you have taken the trouble to write to him. Basic manners we don't have. Basic courtesy we don't have. And then we want a Jannah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I remind myself and you, let us wake up. Let us stop living in this this imaginary world that we seem to have created for ourselves, where we think that the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala apply to everyone other than ourselves. The laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala apply to everyone, starting with ourselves. So let us be very clear, what gives success is success, and what gives failure is also determined, and that is what gives failure. So let us not fall into those traps of failure. Let us stay with the rules of success that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and let us focus on quality. Create quality in our schools, create quality in our homes, create quality in our personal lives, and ensure that we make this hijrah from a place of disobedience to a place of obedience. Hijra not geographically from country to country, hijra in our own lives, from disobedience of Allah to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the following of the sunnah of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahman rahim.